play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gym, let's send it down to Bill Allison for our starting lineups.
Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5'6" junior number 4, Kylie Townsell. 5'6" junior number 5, Raina Gully. 5'6" junior number 10, Kayla Townsell. 5'5" senior number 14, Lexi Daniels. And a 6'1" senior number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Leibach, Jessica Howard, Michael Rux, and Jay Barsinger.
Thanks to our PA announcer, Bill Allison. The starting lineup for Notre Dame, no sizes on their roster. Mackenzie Foley, a junior guard. Olivia Heyer, a senior guard. Sarah Arnold, a senior guard. Erica Obert, a senior guard. And Shelby Cannell, a senior forward.
Looks like Mackenzie Foley probably had ACL surgery, too. She's got that big brace.
Yep, absolutely, on that right knee. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Notre Dame in their road navy, trimmed in gold and white. Tip one by the Streaks. Notre Dame comes out in a man-to-man defense. Oh, looks like, they're man-to-man. Top of the key, Shaylee Florine. Right wing, it is Raina Gully. Raina stops, swings it over to Lexi on the left. Right wing, it goes to Lexi for three. That's an air ball. Rebound is going to go
should
off of Notre
ball.
Dame. Yeah, it goes off of Sarah Arnold.
No, they're getting.
Oh, my goodness.
They're giving it to Quincy.
Wow.
Notre Dame.
Well, okay. Streaks just some token full court pressure as Erica Obert will walk it across. Gives way to Foley. Foley met by Kayla Townsend out between the circles. High post right side. It goes to Foley. Underneath it goes to Arnold. Kick it back out to Cannell. Right wing, this is higher. Back out between the circles, Mackenzie Foley with it. High post left side, it goes to Cannell. Now going down to the right baseline, dumped down to Foley.
Good swipe by Kayla. Kayla knocked the ball out of Foley's hands while she was going up to try and make the pass. Unfortunately, it hit on the end line before Kayla could grab it.
Inbounding on the right baseline is Obert for Notre Dame. And a steal by Raina Gully. Raina Gully steals the inbound, gets to Lexi, right wing, bounces for Shaylee down on the right block. Nice hustle, though, by Erica Obert to run in and break that play up. Knocks it out of bounds. Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. Just under 7 minutes to play first quarter, no score.
Yeah, that's the kind of hustle coaches enjoy when the player comes flying up the floor to be able to knock that one away to negate the easy bucket.
Inbound to Kylie Townsell from Kayla Townsell. She splits the defenders, took a little contact, got the ball knocked away, but able to gather herself and put it up and in. 2-0 streak, 6:43 to play first quarter. In the center circle on the dribble, this is Arnold. High post right side, it goes to Cannell. Down on the right baseline, tried to get it to Arnold. It's going to go back to the Streaks as she was overthrown, and by the time Arnold caught the ball, she was out of bounds.
I don't know what the significance is, but Q&D started the game with four of their starters with their waistbands flipped down so you could see the white of the waistband.
Yeah, and now it's not that way. Yeah.
After that play where the pass got knocked away, they flipped them back up.
Now the Streaks turn it over. They break the pressure. Kayla Townsend tried to get to Shaylee, overthrew her, so the Streaks turn it over.
So I don't know if it's like a hustle thing or...
Yeah.
Really strange. They all did it at once.
Yeah, I missed that part. I saw that they were... They all had them turned down because I thought it looked kind of strange. This is Foley. Gets it out high right side to Obert. Right wing it goes to Heyer. Back out between the circles, Cadell. As Shaley will drop off of her and let her handle the ball out there. Left wing, this is Heyer now. Kick it back out the high left side to Foley, working against Kayla Townsville. Dribbles right, goes to the free throw line, gets around to the defender and traveled with it. Nice job defensively. Kayla Townsville initially, Kylie there to help out as well.
Well, there was eventually some contact, which I think was what Obert was going for, but unfortunately for her, she had to take four steps to get the contact.
Kayla Townsville trapped up, dribbles out of trouble, stops, and yeah, she traveled with the two.
No, we're going to get a foul and higher. Higher came down. It was. I agree with you. It was after the travel.
I thought that's what he indicated also. I thought initially he indicated it was a travel. Okay. Well, she came to a jump stop, but then it looks like she kind of lost her footing. But Higher picks up the first foul of the basketball game. But I thought his hands made the traveling motion initially. Reyna right side. That's why I said it. Top of the key. It's Lexi for three. Good. Nice to see her first shot go in. We'll look out Q&D when that happens. 5-0 Streaks, 5:33 to play first quarter. On the dribble right side, it's Heyer. Top of the key, it goes to Foley. Out high left side, it's Cannell. Left wing, this is Arnold with it. Back to the top of the key, now right baseline to Foley. Back out to Heyer, and the paint knocked away by Kylie Townsville. Kayla Townsville comes up with it. But three turnovers already on Q&D.
That is correct.
Now Reyna has it out between the circles. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaley. She'll stop and fire the three out higher right side. That's too strong. And a rebound, Kayla Townsville. Kayla dumps it down to Shaley. Lost a handle on it. Shaley's able to get it back. Gets to Lexi. Now Reyna between the circles. Dribbles right, right wing. And Kayla mattered herself. It was a hard pass from Reyna, but she should have had. She kind of took her eye off. She had it coming into her hands and then kind of lost her eye on it and lost it out of bounds as we've got a 30-second timeout called by Eric Orne and Quincy Notre Dame.
Well, two bullet passes during that sequence by Streak players. First, it was Kayla to Shaley, and that led to Shaley mishandling the ball and the ball trickling away, and then Reyna to Kayla, and that led to the ball going out of bounds. So Streaks have got, you know, there is a time and a place for those bullet passes, but I think both those passes, if they had been made with a little bit more touch, would have led to positive things for the Streaks.
4:59 to play in the first quarter. It's 5-0 Galesburg. Q&D will inbound from just in front of their coaching staff on the far side of the floor in the backcourt. It will be Sarah Arnold to inbound. And it comes to Erica Obert. She's got it on the left wing, now on the dribble. Clears it out, now swings it over to the right wing to Heyer and tried to get it underneath to Molly Penn, who's into the ballgame, but a steal by Reyna Gully. Penn, just a sophomore, a little bit bigger player. Now Shaley down the left block. They just leave her wide open. She lays it up in. She made the fake, the head and shoulder fake, and everybody left on that, and Shaley puts it up and in. 7-0 Streaks.
Tom, she faked as if she was going to throw that back out top, and everybody just left her and went flying by, and then she saw she was wide open, and great job by Shaley to recognize and finish.
Down on the right block, they get it to Obert. She goes up and is fouled. The foul is going to go against Kylie Townsville. That is her first team foul on the Streaks. So Shaley's first basket of the ball game, 7-0 Galesburg, 4:26 to play first quarter. Erica Obert at the free throw line. So Molly Penn, the sophomore, comes in, and she looks to be standing there next to Shaley, I'm guessing, a good 5'11", if not 6 foot.
Take a guess at the shooting percentage right now for Q&D.
Let's see. There's no points on the board. That must be a big fat goose egg.
Well, it's even worse than that. They haven't taken a shot.
Oh, they haven't. Oh, that's
so they don't even register with a zero.
Well, there you go. That's true. All right. Obert missed the first free throw, hit the second one, so they finally get on the board with 4:20 to play. Reyna, right wing. Penetrates, spins, picks up. Gets out to Kylie between the circles, left baseline to Kayla. She'll fire the three, bounces off, no good. Weak side rebound comes down and is run down by Mackenzie Foley for Q&D. Foley across midcourt, right side, met by Kayla Townsville. Takes it out high, right side, pounds the dribble. Now goes behind the back on the right wing, picks up by the right elbow, kicks to the right baseline to Heyer. Heyer dribbles in, and the ball's knocked away by Kylie Townsville, or rather Kayla Townsville, picked up by Reyna. Reyna. One on three, she wisely pulls back, and she'll set the offense for the Streaks. Right wing to Lexi. To Shaley down on the right block, spins into the paint with a left hand.
Wow.
Good! What a beautiful move by Shaley, the feed from Lexi.
Great move. Just a reverse spin move. She was going to go baseline, so it got taken up, and so she went back over her right shoulder with the left hand hook. Nice job, Shaley Florine.
9-1 Streaks, 3:25 to play first quarter. Heyer with it, dribbles to the free throw line, stops, bounces to the left baseline to Penn. And Shaylee's going to get called for the body. Penn just, I mean, there's no chance for that shot to go in. She just, I don't even think Shaylee blocked it. She just missed it badly, and they called. The only thing I can see, maybe Shaylee was kind of moving up into her as she went up. I'm not sure if that was the case, but she picks up her first foul.
Well, I'll tell it to you this way. When Penn brought that ball up, she brought the ball up from her waist right in front of her. So if that ball did not get blocked away at that point, then there was no way there was anybody there.
Yeah. So Penn misses the first free throw. First substitutions of the game. Emily Minert checks in, and Kaylin Boyston as they replace Shaylee Florine and Kayla Townsville. Second free throw was good for Penn, making 9-2 Streaks. In the backcourt, this is Kylie Townsville. Now Kaylin Boyston across midcourt, left side, picks up the dribble, looking for some help. Not a good spot to be picking it up, and the Streaks are going to turn it over. As it came to Emily Minert, she tried to get it back, kind of tried to tap it back toward Reyna, and it went out of bounds. So Quincy Notre Dame will take over, 3:03 to play first quarter, Streaks leading 9-2. Right wing, it goes to Cannell. Top of the key, this is Penn. Now it is Foley on the right wing. Lost a handle on it. Penn picks it up. Foley has it out between the circles now against Kaylin Boydson. Goes back to the right, behind the back twice. Drives in. Puts up a little runner. No good. Rebound down to Penn, and she traveled with it. She went down to her knees and tried to get back up, I think, and called for the travel. As Heyer checks back in and replaces, this time she'll come in for Sarah Arnold.
So at the 2:47 mark of the first quarter, Quincy finally logs a shot in the scorebook.
Lexi, right wing for three. Good! Kaylin Boydston with the assist and make it 12-2 Streaks, 2:30 to play first quarter. Mackenzie Foley brings it across for the Raiders. Drives in, gets around the defenders. Nice move, couldn't get the shot to fall. Kylie Townsend with a rebound. Her outlet pass got kind of knocked away from behind, but Kaylin Boyston able to run it down. Now Kylie across midcourt in the center circle. She'll hand to Reyna. Reyna down the right side of the lane, kicks to Lexi on the right baseline. She'll bring it back out high on the right side and gives to Kylie between the circles. Left wing to Kaylin. Kaylin on the dribble, pulls it back out. And nice job defensively trying to deny Reyna the ball. They're actually doing a pretty good job of it. Now it's Kylie Townsend. Now Reyna has it on the volleyball spike line. Right wing Lexi gets a pick, fires a three. Good!
Not
three
a lot
for three.
Yeah, not a, three for four, but not a lot you're going to do when you let Reyna have it long enough to get it to Lexi.
Eric Horn with another 30-second timeout. 150. Oh, no, this is going to be a full timeout, so we will take one as well. 151 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 15, Quincy Notre Dame 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh from WGIL. I'll be visiting with three college presidents tonight about how the state's budget impasse is affecting MAP grant funding. Join me tonight on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
1:50 to play first quarter. Streaks lead at 15-2. Tal Meredith, Eric Gibson from John Field Gym. Quincy Notre Dame with the basketball. This is Heyer, drives into the paint. 8-footer is short. Rebound off the hands of Lexi Daniels. It bounces around. Five to Kaylin Boyson comes up with it. Kaylin on the run. Gives to Kylie Townsend down the left side. Spins. Kicks back to Kaylin in the paint. Has it knocked away. She dives to the floor. And we're going to have a tie-up called. And neither one of them actually had possession of it.
I don't know how that was a tie-up. Because yeah. Kaylin had it long enough just to try to push it out towards Reyna.
Yeah, I mean, she was like almost trying to tap it out. Nobody had possession, and the possession arrow pointed toward Quincy Notre Dame. 15-2 Streaks, 1:22 to play first quarter. This is Mackenzie Foley, met by Kaylin Boyston, uses that same move every time, goes right, then behind the back dribble, in the paint it's Penn. Back to Foley, left wing, goes to the free throw line. Nice dump underneath, and a shot missed. A bunny missed by Erica Obert. Now a scramble for the rebound, and Kylie Townsend comes up with a loose ball for the Streaks. That was a nice play, a nice pass, and Obert just missed an easy shot. She was wide open down on the right block.
Well, you wonder how much of an influence Shaylee has being down there in her size.
Shaylee goes in, and she's going to draw the contact on the feed from Reyna down the right side. It's probably going to go against Heyer. Yep, Olivia Heyer picks up her second foul as Penn got around behind Shaley and Heyer tried to help from the baseline and got Shaley with a body. And she goes to the free throw line with two shots and hits the first. Into the lineup for Q&D, Sarah Arnold checking back in. Mackenzie Doan, a senior in for the first time. Another, she's got the big knee brace on her left knee in the ACL brace. Second shot for Shaley, up and good. Six for Shaley, 17-2 streaks. Under a minute to play first quarter. Foley on the run down the left side of the lane. Lost a handle on it.
Travel.
And traveled with it.
Yep. So when she was running, she got the ball got away from her, like you said, and then she ended up grabbing it and taking a few steps with it.
Well, and again, you can credit the defense by Kaylin Boydston right there because she just got going way faster than she could actually handle the ball.
Well, and that's the thing. When you try to outrun the streaks, you're going to have some issues because a lot of speed in our defensive backcourt.
Reyna down the middle, kicks it over to Lexi on the right baseline for three. Good! What a nice move by Reyna right down the middle. The defense picked her up, got it to Lexi. Her fourth three of the quarter, 20-2 streaks. Lexi with 12 points, 30 seconds to play first quarter.
Lexi owes Reyna lunge on that one because Reyna sold out and went to the floor making that pass.
Shot missed by Penn. Kylie Townsend with a rebound, and she's fouled, reaching in on her. Was Sarah Arnold. That'll be her first foul. Third team foul now on QND with 22.5 to play here in the first quarter. As Ellen Junk will check in, and she'll replace Kylie Townsend. So Ellen, Kayla Townsend, Raina Gully, Shaley Florine, Lexi Daniels on the floor for the Streaks. Full court pressure from the Raiders. And it comes to Raina. Streaks with number. 3-on-2 break. Bounce for Shaley. Left baseline from 10. That one's too strong. Flying in for the rebound, Kayla. Ooh, and Kayla's going to get a call for the foul. Doan brought the rebound down and kind of almost handed it to Kayla, but they're going to say she got a piece of the arm. That'll be her first foul, third team foul on the Streaks. Shaley off on that one, but she's showing some range the last couple of games. I was actually watching her in warm-up shooting the 15-17-footer, and pretty impressive. Nice. She's really gotten smooth with that perimeter jump shot.
Yeah, that's a huge thing to add to her game, and they'll really appreciate that next year when she gets into college.
Now Reyna's called for a reach. She was fronting down on the right block, and they said she got a hand on her. That'll be the first foul on Reyna, 14 foul on the Streaks, 3.4 to play in the quarter. It'll be inbounding and pass stolen away by Reyna. She traveled, no call. Missed the shot, but it's all Galesburg in the first quarter. After one, it is Galesburg 20, Quincy Notre Dame 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Get ready, because Mickey D's new McPick 2 menu's value for you. Now you can mix and match two delicious tastes for just $2. Pair new cheesy mozzarella sticks with a juicy McDouble burger, or mix it up with small golden fries and a mouth-watering McChicken sandwich. Only $2 for any two. Head into McDonald's today and let them hear you say,
let me get a McPick 2.
Prices and participation may vary. For a limited time, price of single item posted on menu board.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Opportunities knocking. If your business is looking to hire, there's no better way to reach thousands of prospective candidates than radio. Learn all about it at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to people at work, home, and play. That's the power of radio.
You could win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Second quarter just underway from John Field Gym. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Silver Streaks lead 20-2 over Quincy Notre Dame. Kylie Townsend to Reyna Gully between the circles, and Q&D comes out. And, well, is this a 2-3 zone?
Looks like it when it flattens out. They're coming up pretty high, though.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't sure. It almost looked like a 1-1 there. It looks like a 1-2-2.
Yeah, but the baseline number 10, Arnold's dropping pretty low when the ball reverses to her side.
Right wing, this is Lexi with it. Now Kayla, top of the key, Reyna, left wing, Kylie. Back to Reyna, out high on the left side, to Kylie, left wing. Swing it to Kayla, out high on the right side. And they're going to say she traveled. She did kind of a jab step, and I don't know, they say the pivot foot drug. They did a nice job on the zone streaks. That part of the problem, I don't think the streaks could figure out any better what kind of zone it was than we could. Streaks lead at 22. Galesburg High boys a winner earlier today, 46-37. Hard-fought win over Manuka. They'll play Peoria High tonight. Down on the right block. Shot blocked by Kayla Townsend.
I think it was blocked by both Townsends.
And that was, I think it was Doan on the shot. As Olivia Heyer comes back in, she replaces Mackenzie Foley. Inbounding for the right baseline, Erica Obert for QND. Under 7 minutes to play first half. Inbound comes to Doan. Kicks out high left side to Arnold. Arnold pulls out near the center circle. Now top of the key. Dribbles right. Stops on the wing. Nearly traveled. Able to get a hold of it. Gets it inside to Penn. And Penn missed the shot again. I think she's just aware that Shaley's here. Shaley gambled and went for the steal by fronting. And Penn could have had an easy shot. But I think the thought of Shaley coming up behind her bothered her. She came up short. Right baseline. Shaley out high right side to Reyna. Now to Shaley down on the right block. Nice feed from Reyna. Shaley missed the short left-hander. Rebound comes down to Penn. Pass blocked from behind by Kylie Townsville. Shaley comes up with it. Kylie got a piece of that outlet pass. And the Streets get it back. Left wing, it's Kayla. Back to Kylie. Now Shaley tried to get to Shaley in the point, or in the post. And Penn does a nice job knocking it away down the other way. Travel called against Heyer. I thought there was a bump prior to that on Kylie that they missed, but Streaks are going to get it back.
I agree. And Tom, you said you noticed that Carly Gengenbacher is on the bench for Quincy Notre Dame. Those that may remember, Carly is the leading scorer in Quincy Notre Dame history. Okay. And also went on to play collegiately at Quincy University, then Minnesota State, and a makeup call will lead to the ball going back to Quincy Notre Dame.
Another travel call on Kayla Townsend. I did, again, second time she's gotten called for that. I didn't see it. But I agree, that's a bit of a makeup there. 5:57 to play here in the first half. Streets lead at 20-2. So Q&D has yet to make a basket, and now they turn it over. As was a bad pass, and running after it was Sarah Arnold, and she kind of slid, and her foot went into the backcourt in the process.
11 turnovers.
11 turnovers, 2 points. Coach does not like that.
Only 7 shot attempts in the game so far for QND. All misses, as Tom said.
Kayla Townsville, left wing to Lexi. Back to Kayla, out high left side. Picks up, gives to Reyna, out high on the right side. On the volleyball spike line, she'll bring it back to the middle between the circles against the 2-3 zone. Now it's Lexi out high right side, back to Reyna. Fakes, penetrates, the runner in the paint, up short, rebound. Kayla Townsville, and she gets bumped, or rather Kylie Townsville, and the foul's going to go against Olivia Heyer, and that is her third foul. And quickly, Coach Orne is going to get, let's see, I think
it's Obert
back up and to replace her. 5:24 to play, first half. Streaks lead 20-2. Kayla Townsville inbound to Reyna. Right baseline for 3, too strong. Rebound comes down to Obert. She pulls it away from Kylie Townsville. Obert's on the dribble across midcourt right side. Top of the key, it goes to Foley. Foley.
Ooh, we're going to get a foul on Reyna for a reach.
Reyna gets called. That's her second foul. And that is 5 team fouls now on the Streaks. It'll be Obert to inbound on the right baseline. 5:11 to play first half. Streaks lead 20-2. Inbound comes out between the circles to Foley. Kicks over to right side to Cadell. She picks up, looking for help, and finally gets it to Obert.
We're officially 3 minutes into this quarter, and neither team has scored.
Wow. I don't mind so much when we're up by 18.
No.
Down on the left baseline, it's Doan. Gives to Foley. She drives in, and there's their first basket with 4:49 to play. Laid up and in by Mackenzie Foley. Make it 20-4 Streaks. Kayla Townsville across midcourt in the center circle to Reyna, left of the center circle. She'll set against the 2-3 zone.
The only problem is this is where you want to put your throat on them, or your foot on their throat.
Lexi for 3 from the right baseline, no good. Rebound run down by Doan, and she gives way to Foley. Foley, right side, goes to the wing, still on the dribble. Picks up now and swings it over to the left side to Obert. High pass, Obert has to run it down in front of the Streaks bench, and she'll bring it back out between the circles. Poked away by Kayla. Doan gets it back, fires a 10-footer in the lane, no good. Kylie with a rebound. She had to get rid of the outlet quickly as she was falling backwards out of bounds. It was stolen away by Arnold, who missed a shot. Now she dives and gets her own rebound. Now it's Foley with it between the circles. Nice hustle by this Q&D team. They just haven't been getting shots to fall. Haven't even gotten too many attempts. As Ober put that one up, no good, and the rebound comes to Kylie Townsend, and a foul is going to
be
called.
Ober.
Yep, Obert gets the call. That is her first foul. And now five team fouls on QND as Molly Penn checks back in, and she will replace Mackenzie Doan.
And they're going to back off this full court press. This is really where the Streaks need to put their foot on the throat of QND. A 16-point lead right now. You don't want this team to hang around. The Streaks have gone cold. They have not scored in this quarter. And so you would hope that they can get a couple buckets here and get things moving in the right direction again.
Yeah, normally you see him attack the high post. I saw Kylie Townsend just jumped in there that time. There it goes. Rain it to Kylie. And, wow. Kylie gets called for the travel again. I'm not sure what this official sees. That was actually a different official that made that call. I'm not seeing it. Wow. So the Streaks turn it over with 3:24 to play, but that's what you expect to see as the attack in the high post.
Right, exactly, and that's where you want to attack. You got to get the ball down without having the travel call. Now we're going to get a hold called on Kylie.
Nice give and go play, but I thought Kylie Townsend got there and knocked the ball away. They say she got a piece of her, though. That's 16 fouls on the Streaks with 3:15 to play here in the first half.
And 8 turnovers so far for the Streaks, so those are two numbers that are a little high right now.
Inbound comes to Penn. Right wing, it goes to Cannell. She'll fire the 18-footer. It's no good. Rebound up and off the glass by Arnold. No good. And Shaley with a rebound for the Streaks. Her outlet pass knocked away and stolen. Now this is Arnold. Gets it on the right side up off the glass and in. Second basket for the the Raiders. Make it 20-6.
Easy mistake.
I know. At least that one was legitimate compared to most of the mistakes I make.
One of the few Notre Dames that actually aren't the Irish.
Shaley, nice tip out to Lexi. Now Raina gets fouled on the pass from Lexi out near the volleyball spike line. It is going to go against Foley.
And you can hear the crowd starting to get into it for QND, and the bench is getting a little bit more lively. The Streaks had them put to bed for a little bit there, and now all of a sudden a couple baskets, they're within 14, and they feel like they have some life.
Streaks yet to score here. 2:37 to play in the first half. Yet to score here in the second quarter. 20-6, Galesburg. Raina fires a three out high right side. That's short. Shaley tips up the rebound. Couldn't reel it in as it went off of Arnold as she knocked it away. So the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Ellen Junk came in and checked in for Kylie Townsend, who's got two fouls. Inbound to Raina. Three-pointer left baseline. Good. First basket of the ball game for Raina. 23-6 Streaks. First basket of the second quarter for Galesburg. This is Foley on the dribble. Right side against Kayla Townsend. Brings it to the top of the key. Now the free throw line. Down the left side of the lane. Gets to Penn. She'll kick it out top of the key to Arnold. Now back to Foley on the left wing on the dribble. This is Penn. Top of the key. Right wing. It goes to Arnold. Arnold gives to Obert at the free throw line.
I didn't see that. He's calling a block on Raina, and Raina was just standing there.
My goodness, that's three on Raina. I'm just not getting this.
No, I'm perplexed by that because Raina was just standing there, and it looked like Obert ran away from her. I mean, Raina didn't even follow her. Obert took off away from her, and they called her for the block.
So it's now a chance of the one and bonus for Erica Obert. Seventh team foul on the Streaks with 1:58 to play here in the first half.
Obert split a pair earlier.
First one is good. She'll get the bonus. 23-7 Streaks. So Raina goes to the bench with three fouls. Kaylin Boydston checks in. It'll be interesting to see if Coach Orne puts the full court pressure back on without Raina in there.
You would think he might. I mean, it wasn't working with Raina in there, but he may gamble and try to see how the other guards do handle it.
Yep, here we go. Yep. More of a 2-2-1 this time, though. And it comes to Lexi across midcourt. Streaks have no trouble breaking it. But Lexi has the ball knocked away, trying to get it back to Kayla as they were kind of trapping her over in front of the bench. And that's where the Streaks got caught up against Rock Island, just across midcourt, picking the ball up, or like they did that time on the sideline.
Interestingly enough, I think a new ball just got put in play because the ball hit the balls on the rack and they all came out, and the ball that I thought was the game ball got put back on the rack.
Oh, a nice backdoor pass, Kaylin to Kayla, and she tried to alley-oop it up and in, couldn't quite get it over the top. Q&D has it. This is Penn, drives into the lane, fakes, 12-footer up, no good. Rebound Ellen Junk for the Streaks. Outlet to Kaylin. Kaylin on the run, down court it goes to Lexi, right wing, gets it to Shaley running the court, and she's going to get called for the travel. I don't know. She didn't get a good shot off, but there was some contact as she went up. A little off balance as she caught the pass, and the Streaks fans don't like it at all.
No, that's 10 turnovers out for the Streaks, too. Six in the quarter.
On the dribble, goes to Penn. Inside, knocked away by Kalen. She's going to go out of bounds. Back to Q&D with 1:14 to play in the half.
Streaks really letting Q&D hang around here.
Over to inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Penn at the left elbow. Out high right side, now it's Foley. Back to Penn, left elbow, fires a 15-footer. That's way off the mark. Rebound fought for by Ellen Junk, but grabbing it was Arnold. She missed the shot, and Kayla Townsend with a rebound for the Streaks. Kayla, right of the center circle, under a minute to play. Now gives to Kaylin, out left of the center circle. Now it's Lexi with it. Lexi picks up, looks for help, hands off to Kaylin. Streaks getting pushed out near midcourt, and now they're not calling the bumps out there on the dribble. You're calling these ticky-tack things that we're not even sure there's some contact under the basket, or as you're driving to the basket, but nothing on the perimeter. Now Lexi for three, left wing, that's too strong. Rebound run down by Kayla on the right wing. She'll fire a three of her own, that's no good. And the rebound comes down to Penn for Q&D. This is Cannell on the dribble. Nice job by Lexi to bother her, but Lexi tried to take the charge. She fell. The ball missed. It hit the bottom of the rim and came back down and hit Lexi as she was laying out of bounds. So it'll go back to Q&D with 23.3 to play.
So a rough quarter for the Streaks right now.
Obert to inbound. And it comes, and Foley has it. Right wing kicks to the free throw line to Obert. 15-footer no good. Shaley with a rebound. Outlet to Kayla.
Luckily, he hasn't been as kind to Quincy Notre Dame as they would hope.
10 seconds now to play. Kayla Townsend with it, and the Streaks will work for one. Kayla between the circles, dribbles right. Picks up, gives to Kaylin with three. Now Kaylin's going to fire from the volleyball spike line. Three-pointer is no good. And we have played one half of basketball. Streaks with only one basket in that second quarter. Just a couple of baskets for QND, but Galesburg in control. After one half of basketball, it is Galesburg 23, Quincy Notre Dame 8. We'll take a timeout, bring our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead 23-8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
So you didn't win the largest Powerball in history. Well, the odds were slim to none to begin with. But don't fret, there's an easier way to win cash this winter. While it might not be in the billions of dollars, you could win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. Best of all, it's free.
Pick up yours today at
Accounting Systems Incorporated, 232 East Simmons Street in Galesburg, at Northgate Lanes on Henderson Street, and at Liberty Tax Service behind Subway on Henderson Street in Galesburg.
For details, visit WGIL.com. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Lady Raiders from Quincy Notre Dame 23-8 is our halftime score. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The Galesburg Silver Streak boys now 19-1 on the season after a hard-fought 46-37 win over the Minooka Indians earlier today. That game got underway at noon, and boy, that was a long, low-scoring game. And I believe it was 9-6. Streaks were down at the end of the first quarter, and 15-11 or something like that happened. Very low-scoring, and the Streaks didn't even really... They may have had a lead early, but throughout the middle quarters, they took a one-point lead late in the third quarter on a three. Minooka came back and took it back on a three, and then the Streaks early in the fourth quarter took the lead and never relinquished it. Were able to pull away at the end with some free throws and put the ball on ice, and they come out with a win, 46-37. They'll be back in action tonight as the Peoria High Lions will be here to take on the Streaks. 7 o'clock game. Brad and Jim will take the air around 6:40 this evening here on WGIL. Peoria High, a surprising loss earlier today to... this morning, 10:30 game, they actually lost to Rockford East, which was a bit of a surprise. So the Streaks and Lions tonight, and you'll be able to hear that game here on WGIL. Now, the girls' portion of this tournament, the boys is wrapping up tonight. The girls' portion will return this weekend to wrap up, and there is going to be some really good basketball played here at John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks will have a... 9:30 game here at John Thiel Gym. It's going to be an early one, and they will take on the Normal U-High Pioneers, a very good basketball team. Of course, they're without their star, Shantae Stonewall, who's going to be going to DePaul. She tore an ACL over the summer in AAU ball, so she is not playing for them, but they're still a very good team, and the Streaks will see U-High at 9:30. And then they'll see the defending state champions, the team that knocked them out last year, the team that's currently ranked second in Class 3A, the Morton Potters, and Streaks will do battle at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Now, prior to that, we'll have our final road trip of the season, at least of the regular season, before we get to the regional. We'll travel up to Don Morris Gym to take on the Alamo Pioneers, and they've had their struggles. They lost last Thursday down at Quincy, but when you step into Don Morris Gym, you know Jay Hatch is going to have them ready. It's always going to be a battle.
Especially against Galesburg. I think that Alamo Pioneers team really gets up to face the Streaks every year, and it's going to be no exception this year.
Then the boys will be back in action on Friday night. They will be on the road, and they will take on the Rock Island Rocks. The Streaks right now in the driver's seat in the Western Big Six Conference as Ryan Weber's United Township Panthers knocked off the Rocks last Friday night. So that'll be a tough one. And actually a tough stretch for the Streaks. They'll have Champaign Centennial coming here on Saturday night. And then the following Friday, they will play host to United Township. Then, of course, the Galesburg Shootout coming up January 30th. The boys will take on Alton, and the girls in that shootout will take on Breeze Central, who is currently the number one ranked team in Class 2A. Our halftime scoreboard, again, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We're at halftime. The Streaks lead 23-8. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly sunny today and a high of 8, wind chill readings of negative 22 below. For tonight, mostly clear and a low of 0, wind chill readings at negative 13 below. For tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow in the afternoon and a high of 19. While for tomorrow night, snow likely and moderate accumulation and a low of 17. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 28. While Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 18. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 4.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Raiders from Quincy Notre Dame 23-8. Our halftime stats are brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Well, scoring-wise for the Streaks, most of it happened in that first quarter. The only basket in the second quarter came from Raina Gully on a three-pointer. That's what she's got for the game. Leading the way, Lexi Daniels with 12 points, all on 4 three-pointers in the first quarter. 6 for Shaley on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Kylie Townsend on a basket. The Streaks with 5 threes, 2 for 2 from the line. They scored 20 in the first quarter, just 3 in the second. For QND, they were led in scoring by Erica Obert, 3 points on 3 for 4 from the line, 2 points apiece for Sarah Arnold and Mackenzie Foley, each on a basket apiece, 1 point for Molly Penn on 1 for 2 from the line, no three-pointers, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. The interesting thing, the Streaks only with one basket made and only 3 points on that basket in the second quarter. QND didn't hit a basket to what, the two-something mark of the second quarter?
QND didn't hit a basket till the 4:49 mark of the second quarter.
I'm sorry. So and didn't score till later in the first quarter with their free throws. So again, 4 for 6 from the line, no 3-pointers for QND.
Well, turnover wise, Streaks turning the ball over too much, and then part of it, like we've talked about, some iffy travel calls. You know, we had a game. What game was it where we saw 4 3-second calls?
Gosh, where were we?
I don't remember, but we hadn't seen that all season long. Yeah. We see four of them.
I think that was up at Udina Township last Thursday.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. 4 3-second calls. Now we're seeing more travel calls than I think I've seen all season combined. Streaks have 10 turnovers, 11 turnovers for QND. Streaks out rebounding QND slightly, 15-14. Have a QND has a 5-4 advantage on the offensive board. Quincy hasn't attempted a three-pointer. They're 2 of 19 from the field. Streaks are 8 of 24 from the field, 5 of 17 from distance. So the few times they've gotten the ball inside, they've been fairly successful on 3 of 7. Quincy and Notre Dame, no field goals until the 2:47 mark of the first quarter. Their first bucket, like Tom and I talked about, 4:49 in the second. Streaks' first bucket came at 2:24 in the second quarter. That's their first bucket of the second quarter.
Yeah, that was the big thing, that they didn't even have a shot attempt for quite a bit of that first quarter.
Right.
QND with the basketball to start the second half. Driving down the left side, shot is blocked. It's Foley and Shaylee Florine there to block the shot. It goes out of bounds. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. QND with the basketball. Obert inbounds. Foley has it at the right elbow. Nice dish right underneath goes to Olivia Heyer. She lays it up and in. First basket for Heyer. She sat out much of that first half with 3 fouls.
Well, we'll see what her presence means to this team going forward, because obviously they've had some issues with her in there, but she spent, like you said, a lot of the first half sitting on the bench.
Streaks break the full court pressure. QND comes out in the 2-3 zone. Raina Gully back out there. She's got 3 fouls for the Streaks. Kayla Townsville left wing with it to Shaylee. High post left side. Knocked away. And it's going to go into the backcourt. And Raina fights for it and is able to get it off to Lexi. And then a bump calls it higher.
No, Connell.
Okay, Connell with the call. That'll be her first foul.
I'll accept that bump, and here's why. Because when Lexi turned to make a move to go towards the basket, that's when the bump came, and it knocked her off path. But otherwise, you know.
Well, I was surprised they didn't call the travel when Raina dove after the ball. She made the pass. She kind of slid across the floor. Now Raina drives in. The runner is up short. Rebound to Kylie Townsville up and in, and she's fouled. So Kylie with a basket. Chance at the three-point play. The foul goes against Sarah Arnold. That is her second.
It's one of those ones that Raina's probably trying to claim it was a pass.
Free throw up and good for Kylie Townsville. Now she's got 5 in the ball game, 26-10 Streaks, 7:02 to play, third quarter. Arnold brings it across for Notre Dame. Now it's Obert with it. Right wing, it goes to Foley. Working against Kayla Townsville. Top of the key, it's Arnold. High post right side. This is Connell. Drives down the right side lane. Oh, my goodness. Shaylee with a block. There's an official right on the play on the baseline. Didn't make the call. The official out near midcourt makes the call. And it's you could hear the slap of the hand on the ball. Wow.
In a late call at that. I mean, that ball was already blocked away, and he was going to see if the baseline official made the call. When there was no call, he decided to take care of it.
Which makes no sense. Let the guy closer determine what happens. Cannell hits the first free throw. That is her first point in the ball game. Make it 26-11, 6:50 to play. I mean, I just don't know how you make that when you got your partner right on the baseline making the call. Right. That's the thing I don't like about the three-man officiating crews. And now here's a makeup call as Heyer just picked up her 4th foul.
Yeah, that's a makeup call.
I mean, there may have been some contact.
Could have gone without.
Yeah, she reached in on Raina. There may have been some contact, but I would say that's a makeup. So Heyer picks up her 4th foul. But, I think they've gotten lazy in some respects, because if there was a two-man crew, he wouldn't have been watching that play. He would have been watching everything going on out on the perimeter.
I don't know about Coach Orn, but I definitely wouldn't have hit Heyer out at the top of that press, because you're just asking for her to get called for a foul there.
Streaks break the press easily this time as Heyer goes to the bench, and back in is Mackenzie Doan. Raina with it, out high right side to Kylie. Now Shaylee gives to Raina between the circles on the volleyball spike line. Looking at the 2-3 zone. Reyna dribbles right, stops, picks up, gives to Kayla on the left wing. Back to Reyna out high left side. Back to Kayla now. Outside the three-point arc. Drives baseline. Spins back, picks up, gives to Reyna out high left side. She'll dribble to the free throw line and gives to Lexi on the right wing. Back to Reyna out high right side. They're kind of doubling down on Shaylee. Now it's Kayla left baseline. Dribbles out to the wing and gives to Reyna left of the circle. Back to Kayla left wing. She'll fire the three. That's short, and the rebound bounces off the hands of Arnold, and she gets tied up by Lexi, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. It'll be Kayla Townsend to inbound from the right baseline. 5:54 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 26-12. And it comes to Reyna, left baseline. Back to Kayla. Now to Shaylee down the left block. Gets pushed, turns to the baseline, puts it up with a left hand and in. Nice move once again by Shaylee.
Well, when the Streaks have got it into her, she's converted 3 of 4, plus 2 for 2 on free throws.
Now Arnold with the 8-footer up and no good. Rebound, a couple of Streaks had their hands on it, couldn't get it. Now Shaylee gets called for the foul again, as on the offensive rebound it was Obert. Shaylee gets called for her third foul, and she didn't like that. I thought that time maybe she had kind of stepped up and bodied a little bit. Going to the free throw line, Erica Obert with two shots. She's 3 for 4 from the line. Or excuse me, it's this is Doan.
I thought it was
Mackenzie Doan. And she hits the first one. 28-13 as Emily Miner checks in and replaces Shaylee, who goes to the bench with three fouls. Second shot up and good for Doan. Her first 2 points of the ball game. 28-14 Streaks. Full court pressure. Reyna on the dribble. Back to Kylie. Now Kayla across midcourt left side in front of the Streaks bench. Goes to the wing, picks up and gives to Reyna. Top of the key, right wing. Lexi back to Reyna. Left wing to Kayla. Kayla penetrates. The runner is up and no good. And a block. They're going to say no shot. It was before the before Kayla got the shot off. I got to give them credit. They're doing a pretty good job on the exterior of the zone, especially. The Streaks are doing, I think, a decent job of moving the ball quickly, but they're closing out on our three-point shooters.
Yeah, and that's the thing that they kind of had to adjust after Lexi hit 4 of her first 5 there in the first quarter.
And at the same time, they've been able to double down some on Shaylee, but those times she does get it down in there, she's been pretty unstoppable. This time she gets it, kicks it out to Lexi, right baseline for three, good!
And that's the perfect example of the inside-out game, yeah. And a great job right there by Shaylee to find her shooter out on the wing.
31-14 Streaks, Doan left baseline, under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Driving in, oh my goodness, Overt, and they're going to say that
Lexi fouled her.
And that'll be the first foul on Lexi Daniels. So Erica Obert goes to the free throw line with two shots. Now she's the one that she was 3 for 4 in the first half, 3 points in the ball game. 4:56 to play third. Streaks lead 31-14. First shot is short by Erica Obert. Yeah, this is not, I mean, this is a decent ball club. They play hard. They've got some quickness, but this is not your Q&D teams of the state run for a couple of years.
No.
Second shot is up and good.
And they're going to have a harder time up in 4A, too.
Well, yeah, and plus the fact they have to go to Edwardsville for the regional or subsection or whatever it's called, so to see the Edwardsville Tigers at some point. Backdoor pass, so Kylie tried to get it to Reyna, tipped away. Good thought. A lot of traffic, though. Streaks will get it back on the right baseline. It will be Kayla Townsend to inbound. Kayla looks over the defense, gets it in to Shaylee on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Out high right side, it goes to Reyna. Now pick set for Lexi.
Oh, get it inside. Shaylee's got one-on-one. Oh, they missed her.
Now it gets it out to Kayla. Out between the circles, out high on the right side, right wing to Kylie. Now Shaylee out high right side to Kayla out high on the left side. Kayla dribbles left. Nice runner in the paint. Up.
Travel?
What? And that's what Coach Massey's got. I had my hands up like, what? And Coach Massey did the same thing. I have no idea.
And he wants an explanation because the travel got called while
she
Kayla was laying the ball up.
I thought it was going to be a foul called. And wow. I have no idea where that guy's getting that call. Now, pass goes right through the hands of Cannell. It's going to go back to the Streaks. My goodness. If he would have called it when she put the ball on the floor, which she didn't travel there either, but she had taken a couple of dribbles and then gone up with a shot, and then he blew the travel. Reyna Gully with it. On the dribble across midcourt left side, takes it between the circles, gets a pick from Shaylee. goes down the right side of the lane, and a nice defensive play by Foley as she tied Raina up, going up for the shot. Raina kind of tried to take it up from her hip, and Foley right there, and the possession arrow points toward Notre Dame. Four to play in the third. Arnold down the left side of the lane. Somehow got between, thought she'd kind of lost the dribble, but got a bad goal between a couple of the streaks and got an easy two.
Streak lead down to 14 again.
4 points now for Arnold, 31-17 streaks, 3:47 to play third quarter.
Might sound like they still have a big lead, but in looking at the game in total, you know, the streaks had an 18-point lead after one, so
they just continually kind of cut into it. Lexi with it now, Raina between the circles. And they're back in the man-to-man now. Well, maybe, I don't know, they're kind of switching up. Looks like maybe they're back in the man-to-man.
Yeah, they're man-to-man.
Now goes in, try to get inside to Shaley. Nice job by Penn to knock it away. Penn on the dribble, right side, stops. Gets it over left baseline to Cannell. She puts it up off the glass and in. And make it 31-19. 12-point lead for the Streaks with 3:09 to play in the third. Quincy Notre Dame fans and bench coming to life. And Coach Massey calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:04 to play third quarter. It's Galesburg 31, Quincy Notre Dame 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Right Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:04 to play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Raiders from Quincy Notre Dame 31-19. Streaks had a 20-2 lead at the end of the first quarter. Only had a basket in that second quarter. And Q&D slowly fighting their way back into this one. This time they come out in the 2-3 zone.
This is the Streaks' lowest smallest lead since it was 12-2.
Oh, Streaks would have gotten a good look at it as Kayla tried to get it to Kylie down the left block. Good play by, I think it was Penn, to get a hand on and knock it out of bounds. Kayla inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Raina on the right baseline. Back to Kayla outside the three-point arc. Oh, head Shaley didn't get it to her. Now it's Raina with it out between the circles. To Kayla, right wing. Fakes left, goes right to the baseline, dumps it inside for Shaley. Shaley triple team, goes up and gets fouled. Nice job by Kayla. Nice look to Shaley. Was in some traffic, but she made a nice look. The foul went against
Penn. It's reversed.
Oh, Penn. That is the first on Molly Penn as Shaley goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 points in the game. And now make it 9 as the first free throw is good. 32-19 Streaks, 2:38 to play here in the third quarter. Second shot for Shaley is up, and that one is good as well. Shaley 4-for-4 from the line. She's got 10 now. 15 in the game for Lexi. This is Obert on the dribble, free throw line. Cuts back and gets to Foley, top of the key. She'll penetrate, kicks out to Anderson, puts up the 10-footer, no good. Arnold, not Anderson. And the rebound comes down to Obert. Swing it over to Cannell, left wing. She penetrates to the free throw line. Back to Foley, right baseline. Cut off by Kayla Townsville, pulls it back out to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Now it's out of the key. Picks up and gives to Obert. Now back to Foley between the circles. 2:03 to play in the quarter. To Penn, high post. Now back out to Foley, right wing. Working against Kayla Townsville. Tells her to clear it out. And she gets around behind, but missed the shot. Got too far under. Get her own rebound up off the glass and in.
I don't know how she got that second one to fall, because she triple clutched it.
Make it 33-21 Streaks. Raina with it. Swing to Kayla, left wing. Kayla holding on. Now penetrates into the lane, and that's got to be a travel.
It's got to be a steal and a travel.
Yeah. They called a jump ball.
Whoa.
She went up. As she went up for the shot, it was taken away by, I think that was Obert. And Obert, as she pulled it away, lost her balance, fell back, and took two steps. In it comes to Raina, three-pointer right baseline, bounces off, no good. Shaley tips the rebound out, but coming down with it is Arnold for Q&D. Arnold on the dribble in the paint, kicks off to Obert. Now Right baseline. Penn, 8-footer is up and good. So cut it to a 10-point lead, 33-23.
Oh, yeah, you know, too. I missed one.
1:13 to play in the third.
Smallest lead since the Streaks were up 12-2 back in the first.
Now a give and go from Reyna to Kylie, and she gets sandwiched. I believe that's going to go against either Obert or Cannell. And they do call Obert for the foul. That is her second. And Kylie Towns will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's hit her only attempt here this afternoon. She's got 5 points. And hits the first one here. 1:07 to play. Emily Miner will check in. And Kaylin Boyston, as Shaylee Florine and Reyna Gully will go to the bench with 1:07 to play. Each of them with three fouls.
34-23. Streak's just having a problem getting the offense moving here. Defensively, I don't think they've done a poor job. I mean, they've limited the 23 points, but they jumped out 20 points in that first quarter and have only scored 15 since, and we're almost through two quarters since then.
Under a minute to play, Streak's lead 35-23 here in the third quarter. Foley, right baseline. It goes to Arnold. Arnold penetrates, pulls up with a shot. No good, but a foul's going to go against
It's a Townsville.
Kylie picks up her third foul now. Well, foul starting to become a concern now for the Streaks. As Kylie Townsend with three, Shaylee with three, Reyna with three.
And Reyna and Shaylee on the bench, but Shaylee's going to come back in. I would guess and here comes Reyna too. Emily Miner heading out, and Kaylin Boydson heading out. So Streaks going to gamble a little bit here and try to get some offense going.
Sarah Arnold missed the first free throw. 49.1 to play in the quarter. Streaks try to get some offense on the far end, and Shaylee stepped in too soon, but they're going to count it anyway as it went in. So Arnold with the free throw. She's got five in the game. 35-24 Streaks, 45 to play. Reyna will walk it across. She's in the center circle now with it. Left wing to Kayla. Now it's Kylie. Rather, that was Kayla. Now it's Reyna with it back between the circles. 30 seconds to play. Kylie with it out high on the left side. Hands off to Lexi, and she's fouled. No call as Arnold knocked it away. Lexi able to get it back and gets it off to Kylie left of the center circle with 20 seconds to play.
They need to get it inside to Shaylee. Shaylee's got post up.
And now we don't want to get a five call here, and Coach Massey calls a timeout as he got bottled up on the sideline. 30-second timeout with the 13.6 to play. I know he didn't want to have to use that there, but she was bottled up, and you're right. I think Shaylee was open, but the way she was bottled up, I don't think that Kayla could see her there.
No, she definitely couldn't see her, but Shaylee's got to get in front and make herself bigger there to try to get the ball inside, because right there, Q and D had jumped out with all their defensive players outside of the lane, and that's something that Shaylee really hasn't seen all game, and she could have gone to work one-on-one.
13.6 to play. Kayla inbound from just in front of the Streaks bench on the far sideline. In the backcourt, it goes to Reyna. She'll run it across down the right side of the lane. Gets a pick from Shaylee. Lays it up off the glass and in. Nice move. Nice pick by Shaylee. She's got five. Reyna's got five. Make it 37-24. 4 seconds to play. Behind the back dribble. Foley picks up. Takes a shot. Blocked by Kayla Townsend. She gets the back of the buzzer. And it's not going to count anyway, even if went. We have played three quarters. A little bit closer game. It is Galesburg 37, Quincy Notre Dame 24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL, proudly connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Galesburg Veterans Van has a new schedule for transporting veterans to Iowa City. The van now runs on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Make a reservation for the van at 342-7735 and check our calendar for other information you need to have at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Judy Crowley of Galesburg, who won $20 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Notre Dame Raiders 37-24. Q&D with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. This is Foley. Drives into the paint. Nearly had it poked away by Kayla Townsend. Gets it back. Now gives to Arnold. Now it's Cannell. Drives into the paint. Kicks out to Penn on the right wing. Penn, nice backdoor pass to Arnold. Lays it up and in. And Reyna couldn't do anything there because she would have picked up her fourth foul.
Back down to an 11-point streak lead.
Arnold with seven in the game. 37-26 streaks. Shaley out high right side. Right wing to Reyna. Reyna looks over the defense. Gives to Shaley going down the lane. It got poked away. And this is Foley with it. Foley down the right side of the lane. Splits the defenders. Lays it up and in.
Single and digits.
We have a basketball game. Six for Foley. 37-28 streaks. 7:08 to play now. Now
Foley
a touch
with a reach.
Foul.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about a touch foul because Foley actually put her hand in and hit Reyna coming up the side. So I think that was a good call. She had swiped once before, and then the second time she went to swipe, she actually hit Reyna. So.
Well, that puts Q&D over the limit. That's their 17 foul. So Reyna will go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. She's got five in the game.
Shooting above 81% on the season and hits that one to keep with her season total.
Back to a 10-point lead for the Streaks, 38-28, 7:07 to play. Reyna Gully at the free throw line. Second one is away, and that one is good as well. Streaks have shot very well from the line. In fact, they couldn't shoot any better than from the line than they have so far this afternoon. 7:02, 38-28 Streaks. This is Penn, high post right side. Hands off to Obert, dribbles right, pulls it back out to the wing, back to Penn at the right elbow. Left wing, it goes to Arnold. Tried to go baseline, cut off by Reyna. Now gets baseline and kicks out to Obert. Obert drives right side. Right baseline to Cannell. She splits the defenders and gets to the free throw line to Penn. Penn down the right side of the lane and just lost a handle on it. Got past the defense, and she was so wide open, she lost it on the dribble out of bounds. Would have had a layup.
Only the second turnover for QND here in the second half.
Actually, 39-28 Streaks. They were slow putting up the point for the free throw. Now the Streaks turn it over on the inbound.
Meanwhile, the Streaks have turned it over five times during the second half.
Well, that's the thing Coach Massey had mentioned. It's denying the ball on the inbound is what makes their press so tough, and we've seen a little bit of that here this afternoon. 6:36 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 39-28 lead. Left baseline three-pointer for Arnold is an air ball, and the rebound is going to go back to Q&D.
Ooh,
great play.
That was a bad call.
You think? I thought. Oh, no, now it goes back to the Streaks. Okay.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. I wasn't sure. I thought Obert had knocked it off Kayla Townsend.
That's what happened, and that's why I'm saying it's a bad call. It should be Q&D ball.
I see. I thought he pointed their direction at first.
He did, and then he switched it.
Yeah, well. We'll take it. Shaley down court to Reyna on the run. Gets knocked away by Arnold. Good thought. A little bit strong on the pass for Shaley. And Arnold's able to get a hand in there and knock it away. But the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. Kayla to inbound. 6:26 to play. 39-28 Streaks. In it comes to Reyna. Right baseline. Goes out to the wing. Now she'll bring it out between the circles. Q&D back in the man-to-man defense. Reyna. Gives to Shaley, down on a high pass. Shaley able to reel it in, splits the defenders, and get, oh my goodness.
A jump ball?
No, he called a travel.
Oh.
She turned to go up, got hammered across the arm, and a travel was called. I have never seen a game with this many travels called, and especially when there are no travels. Wow, we need NBA officials for this, because they don't call traveling.
Jeez.
This Arnold with it, right wing, Obert, top of the key, it's Penn. Left baseline, higher back in, fires a three, that's way short, rebound comes down to Kayla Townsend. No pressure, and she'll get it across midcourt left side. With 5:49 to play. Kayla on the dribble, spins, free throw line, drives down the middle of the paint, lays it up and in. What a nice job by Kayla. Just stood out there and let the defense kind of go to sleep. And she spins, goes right down the middle, lays it up and in. Her first basket makes it 41-28.
Well, what made that play was the pace that she used. She went into the lane slowly, just kind of feeling it out, and then she exploded once she got into the lane.
Now shot missed by Foley, and a rebound to Reyna Gully. Streaks fans coming alive here. With 5:19 to play. 41-28 Streaks. Right wing, it's Kylie Townsend. To Shaley on high right side. Reyna out high on the left side. Between the circles. She'll reset and gets a pick from Shaley out high on the right side. Down the right side. Lane splits the defenders. Lays it up and in. How many times do we see that from Reyna? too quick for the defenders to close out on her. Gets between them, lays it up and in. 43-28 Streaks. Obert has it knocked away and a jump ball called. Nice hustle. Kylie Townsend again reached in on Obert and the possession arrow points for the Streaks.
And all of a sudden the momentum swinging back Galesburg's way, and if they keep going at this pace, they should be able to put... Oh, Coach Massey going to call a 30-second timeout. I was wondering what the whistle
yeah.
was.
Yeah, all right, 30-second timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. I'm not sure if he meant to, but...
Well, Kayla's got something on her knee they're working on right now, so I'm wondering if he called it in order to try to not have to take her out of the game.
Yeah, probably some blood if, you know, from a... floor burn, diving after a loose ball. 4:50 to play. Streaks lead at 43-28. They had cut it to, what, a 10-point lead at 38?
To a 9-point lead.
Or a 9-point lead, that's right.
37-28. And since then, the Streaks are on a 4-0 run, or 6-0 run, excuse me.
Streaks were actually outscored in that third quarter, 16-14 by QND.
Outscored the last two quarters, yep. 22-17 total.
So the Streaks will have it. They'll bring it from three-quarter court, and the official says, no, still not enough. Got to get another piece of tape around it. So Coach Mike Rux putting some more wrap around Kylie Townsend's knee. Well, that doesn't make it easy with tight tape around your knee, and that's an easy way for your calf to cramp up. But when you're doing a quick job, that's what you have to do. So Kayla has it in the backcourt, knee taped up now, brings it across right of the center circle, working against Obert, gets a pick from Shaley, stops on the right wing, gets to Shaley high post, and she'll fire the 15-footer, bounces high, no good, rebound comes down to Arnold, and now a steal by Kylie, shot blocked from behind by Arnold, they're going to call a foul on Arnold, she didn't like it, and yeah, I don't know about that, it looked like, as Kylie went up, looks like she got her hand up over the top on the ball, but Kylie's going to go to the free throw line with two shots, that's the third foul on Sarah Arnold.
Well, what made that play right there was Arnold had tripped over a teammate that had fallen down below her, so she couldn't hold on to the ball, so Kylie was able to get the ball and take it right to the rim.
Free throw miss, first miss in the game for the Streaks. 10 for 11 in the game, now make it 11 for 12 as Kylie hits a second. She's got 8 in the ball game, 4.5 to play, 44-28 Streaks. Top of the key, it's Penn. Right wing, Arnold. She'll fire the three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Shaley. She'll put it on the floor. Gives to Lexi, who missed Kylie wide open running down the floor. Lexi, it's spun back the other way. Now it's Kayla, left wing with it, with 4:10 to play. And tried to get it to Lexi, and they read that one all the way. And this is Obert runs it down, lays it up and in. Erica Obert with her first basket of the game. She's got 6, make it 44-30, under 4 minutes to play. Streaks with the lead. Reyna in the center circle. Out high left side to Kylie, left wing Kayla. She'll bring it to the free throw line, penetrates, lays it up, bounces off, no good, but she's fouled. And let's see, is it Penn? Yeah, I think it goes against Penn. Molly Penn picks up her second. And Kayla Townsend will go to the free throw line. Again, you talk about the pace. She goes in there a little bit slower, then takes off quickly and just blows by the defenders. And they actually got her from behind on top of her head as Kayla hits the first free throw. That gives her 3 for the ball game, 45-30 Streaks. 3:46 to play in the ball game. Second shot up and good as well for Kayla. 46-30 back to a 16-point lead now for the Streaks. With 3:40 to play. Foley on the dribble behind the back of the free throw line. And
we're going to get a hand check.
Again, there's the consistency thing there. A lot of pushing and shoving when you're out on the perimeter, and that's not called. But when you get in the paint there, you get a hand check that really had no effect on the play. Second foul on Kayla. This is higher. And it goes to Obert in the paint. Turns. Five-footer is up and good. And timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Coach Eric Orne. With 3:31 to play in the ball game, and the Streaks leading 46-32. You know, I never have, and we've talked about this before. I don't think I ever have remembered to ask an official how down the stretch after you make a basket, how you can call timeout. Because I assumed once the ball goes through the hoop, 2 points are signaled it's no longer your possession. So how can you call timeout?
Maybe.
Or they're saying it's nobody's possession at that point.
Right. Maybe it's kind of like a dead ball situation. Yeah. Although the clock doesn't stop. So.
Right. Which, like it does in the NBA. And I think they've done that with college now, haven't they? Doesn't it stop before you inbound? I'm not sure if that's the case.
Yes. Yes. I believe they've changed that in college as well.
Inbounding, and it comes to Kayla in the backcourt. And she'll run it across midcourt right of the center circle. Under 3.5 to play. Streaks lead 46-32. Right wing, Kylie Townsell. Miss Shaley back door. Now Kayla between the circles.
Oh,
now
Miss Kylie
was
right
wide
in the
open
lane.
In the paint, too. And could have had a 3-second call there.
Oh, jeez. Kylie just leveled over it on a screen.
Three-pointer for Kayla. Up and no good. Gets her own rebound up off the glass. Got it and won. So missed it from beyond the arc, but has a chance at the three-point play. Traditionally, as the foul goes against Obert. And that is her fourth, and Kayla Townsell gets the basket and one. Make it 48-32, Streaks 3:04 to play in the ball game. Doan back into the ball game for QND. Kayla shot up and good. So she converts a three-point play. 7 points all here in the fourth quarter for Kayla Townsell. 49-32, 3 minutes to play. Running down the right side of the lane, Connell misses the shot. Rebound to Doan, left side up, and he's calling a hold on Lexi. Lexi was standing there, hands straight up, and I thought if he's going to call anything, maybe she bodied her, but he called a hold on Lexi. The shot up and good for Doan, and she's going to go to the free throw line.
Free throw up and no good.
Shaley with the rebound gets hit in the face, and now because she grabbed her nose, that's when the whistle blew. Got one in the eye and across the nose. Got poked and then hit across the nose, and we'll walk it back this way. Shaley will get 2 shots, 10 team fouls now on QND.
Yeah, the foul is going to go against Mackenzie Doan.
That is her first. 2:52 to play. Streaks lead 49-34. So Shaley goes to the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the game. And the first is up and missed it. No,
there
two
should
shot
be two,
foul.
Yeah.
I say they went in and played after it. But it's a two-shot foul. So only two misses from the line for the Streaks in the ballgame. That was Shaley's first miss. And she was 4-for-4 prior to that one. Second one is away, and that one is good. 11 for Shaley, 50-34 Streaks, under 3 minutes to play. Arnold brings it across in the center circle. Dribbles right, now gives to Foley. Foley out between the circles. Goes to the right side against Kayla Townsell to the wing, still on the dribble. Now top of the key to Arnold. Arnold kicks over to Doan out high on the left side. Now back to Foley between the circles with 2:33 to play. Left baseline to Heyer, tried to get it inside. Shaley knocked it away. Ball loose, and Lexi comes up with it and bounces for Kayla. Now it's knocked away, and a foul's going to be called on Sarah Arnold as she reached in on Kayla Townsell.
Shaley hit like a volleyball spike there when she knocked that ball. She knocked it in the air and then slammed it down on the floor.
So we'll walk it back the other way, and Kayla Townsell will go to the line with 2 shots with 2:24 to play. Streaks boys basketball coming up tonight here on WGIL. They'll wrap up their half of the Martin Luther King tournament as Kayla hits the first. They'll take on the Peoria High Lions. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you. 6:40 pregame and 7 o'clock for the tip. 51-34, 2:24 to play. Obert back in, replacing Arnold for QND as Kayla hits the second.
Kayla, 9 points all in this quarter.
52-34, 2:20 to play. Obert poked away by Reyna. Reyna dives after it. Now a loose ball on the floor. Obert comes over, that gets a Foley. And now this time they don't call the travel, and they call a foul on,
Kylie.
Shit. Okay. Oh, Kylie gets the call. Okay.
That's her fourth.
I thought he had said number five. So Kylie picks up her fourth foul and streaks over the limit now. That's the seventh. So Foley misses the free throw, and Shaley with a rebound. Reyna in the backcourt to Kylie near the center circle across midcourt. 2:04 to play. Reyna right of the center circle. Streaks lead 52-34. Left wing, it's Kayla Townsell. She'll bring it back out and gives to Shaley between the circles. Shaley puts on the floor, lost the dribble, goes to Foley. Foley down court to Heyer. Heyer drives baseline, bounces for Obert in the paint, missed the five-footer, rebound Kylie Townsend.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, Kylie ripped the ball away, turned, Obert fell on the back of her leg, and at that point the official blew a jump ball.
Well, Obert did have her hands on the ball for a split second,
right,
but it wasn't long enough to even consider it a jump ball. That was a little insane.
And a really late call. Inbound, a nice touch pass to Obert. Missed the shot. Kylie with a rebound. Getting bodied up. No call. Finally bounces for Reyna. Now it's Kayla Townsend across midcourt left side. A minute and a half to play. Lexi right of the center circle now. Streaks spreading it out. Working some clock. This is Kylie Townsend left wing to Kayla. A little bit of a weave now gives to Shaley. She'll dribble right and tried to hand off to Reyna and a foul score. I thought, honestly, it was going to be a travel on Shaley.
Well, it should have probably been just a jump ball. I can't believe they're calling a foul on Foley here. I mean, because Shaley kind of just tried to hand that ball off, and two QND players had their hands on the ball. Reyna had her hands on the ball, and so did Shaley.
First shot for Reyna up and good. Reyna with 10 in the ball game. 1:15 to play, 53-34 Streaks. A couple of subs in for QND as, let's see, Doan checks back in. I didn't see who the other number that came in. Second shot for Reyna is good. 11 for Reyna as Coach Orne clearing his bench. Doesn't have a very deep bench, that's for sure.
No.
This is Obert with it on the left wing. Pass knocked away by Shaley. Reyna comes up with it for the Streaks. Now a block is going to be called on Doan, or rather Obert, and Reyna's going to go back to the free throw line with 1:03 to play. So Obert fouls out of the ball game with 8 points. A couple of baskets in the fourth quarter, and all her other points came from the free throw line, and she'll be replaced by Peyton Oden, a junior. Also into the ball game, let's see. Is that a 14 or a 24? I don't know. Whoever.
It doesn't matter which one it is.
We don't have it on. Reyna hits the first free throw. It ends with a four starts. Man, looks like it's 14, which we don't have that on our roster. Second shot for Reyna up and good as well. She's got 13. A minute to play. Streaks lead 56-34. Right wing near steal by Kayla, knocked it away, and it's going to go off of Kayla last. Also in the game, Madison Meyer, just a freshman. That's who Kayla knocked it away from. Also checking in, Danielle Reed. She's a senior. She'll replace Connell.
Coach Matthew not yet having gone to his bench.
This is Reed with it to the unknown player. Back to Reed. She's wearing number 14, and again, not on the QND roster. Down on the right block, nice look to Doan, and she puts it up in. Mackenzie Doan with her second basket. 56-36 Streaks, 37 seconds to play.
Well, a game that didn't look like in doubt after the first quarter. Got real tight there in the beginning of this quarter, only for the Streaks to pull back away.
Shaley hands off to Reyna, 25 seconds to play. Now it's Lexi out on the left side with 21. Streaks running the weave, working some clock. Lexi looking for some help now, and hands off to Reyna, left of the center circle with 13. Now Reyna with 10 on the dribble, right of the center circle with 8. Gets a pick from Shaley. Picks up, gives to Shaley. Shaley's going to look for another basket. Drives in, spins. Left-hander is up off the glass. No good as time runs out. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 22-1 on the season. The final score, Galesburg 56. Quincy Notre Dame 36. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll talk about this one. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats as well. Streaks went at 56-36. They move to 22-1 on the season. Q&D drops to 13-3. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better.
By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
You answered all your emails by noon. Get a freshly prepared Egg McMuffin. Actually left work on time? Then get yourself a savory sausage McMuffin with egg. You saw the weirdest midnight movie. Well, get a delicious sausage burrito. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, you can get delectable breakfast tastes anytime. Egg McMuffin, hotcakes and sausage and more. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love whenever you want. Just listen to a radio commercial? Get some golden hash browns. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly sunny today and a high of 8, wind chill readings of negative 22 below. For tonight, mostly clear and a low of 0, wind chill readings of negative 13 below. For tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow in the afternoon and a high of 19, while for tomorrow night, snow likely and moderate accumulation and a low of 17. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 28, while Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 18. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 4.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith there. Gibson Streaks win it by a final 56-36 over the Raiders from Quincy Notre Dame High School. Streaks now 22-1 on the season. Q&D drops to 13-3. Good win for the Streaks. Jumped out to a huge lead, 20-2 at the end of the first quarter. Got outscored, 22-17 the middle two quarters.
And 22-17, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yep.
In the middle two quarters, fought their way back in. In fact, got it down to just a 9-point deficit, but the Streaks put it away in the fourth quarter and go on to the 20-point win. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. A couple of different thoughts, and we thought about Kayla Townsville in that fourth quarter really helped spark the Streaks. She scored 9 points all in the fourth quarter, was 5 for 5 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and that was one that honestly more helped preserve the win. I think really the crunch time in this was the beginning where we really put this game away, even though they crawled back into it a little bit. But what really put it away was a young lady that really got going early, hit her first shot, and easy sailing from there.
Yeah, Lexi Daniels, she just shot it incredibly, 4 of 5 from three in the third, or in the first quarter. 12 points there in the first quarter. She also added a 3 in the third, finished with 15 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a steal. And if it wasn't for her hot shooting, we may be talking about a slightly different game.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lexi Daniels, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks win it. The final score is 56-36 over the Quincy Notre Dame Raiders. As Streaks done for the day, but the Galesburg High boys will be back in action coming up a little bit later on this evening as they will take on the Peoria High Lions in the final game of the boys portion of this Martin Luther King tournament. Right now, Maine South and Rockford East warming up on the boys side. They're about a half hour away from starting. And the GHS boys will, actually, there's well, there will be another game in between. This one's scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock. Then Manuka and Dunlap scheduled to play at 5:30. Then the Streaks and Peoria High scheduled for 7. So about 6:40 for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. Streaks win it here by a final of 56-36. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our postgame stats as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Old rival Peoria High School helps the Galesburg boys wrap up the Martin Luther King tournament tonight. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 6:40 this evening on WGIL.
Streaks a winner here this afternoon, 56-36. The final score as they defeat the Raiders from Quincy Notre Dame High School. Lexi Daniels, our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. I said she hit her first. She actually missed her first, then hit four threes in a row. Had five for the ball game and 15 points. Let's start on our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks with three players in double figures and two just about there. It was Lexi leading the way with 15 on 5 3-pointers. 13 for Raina Gully. All but three of those came in the second half. She had a three, a couple of twos, and was 6 for 6 from the free throw line, all of those in the fourth quarter. 11 points for Shaylee Florine on 3 baskets, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 9 points for Kayla Townsend, as we said, all of those coming in the fourth quarter, a couple of baskets, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Kylie Townsend, 8 points, a couple of baskets, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. The Streaks, 20 for 22 from the line, 6 3-pointers in the ball game. Q&D, nobody in double figures. It was Erica Orbert leading the way with 8 points, a couple of baskets, 4 for 6 from the line, 7 for Sarah Arnold, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line, 6 points for Mackenzie Foley on 3 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line, 3 points for Molly Penn on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line, 6 for Mackenzie Doan, a couple of baskets, 2 for 3 from the line, 2 points for Olivia Heyer on a basket. She got in some early foul trouble. Raiders just 9 of 16 from the free throw line. No 3-pointers in the game for QND.
I actually am at 10 of 16.
Oh, did you? Okay. I may have missed. Let's see.
9. Let's see. 10, yeah. Arnold 1, 4 for Obert, 2 for Doan, 2 for Canal, and 1 for Penn.
I missed somebody somewhere. I must have missed one in the first half. Okay, so 10 for 16 then. All right. So either way, Canel, not
you missed
that
one on Canal.
Oh, Canal. Okay.
Canal should have 4 points.
Canal. Oh, okay. Did she go to the line another time? Oh, she was 2 for 2. That's what I missed. Okay. So 4 for Canal on a basket and 2 for 2 from the line. So 10 for 16 from the line, but no 3-pointers for Q&D.
They only attempted one.
Okay. Which was late in the ball game.
Yeah. Turnover wise, Streaks turned it over 19 times. Way too many turnovers with 9 of those coming in the second half. Only 17 turnovers for Q&D after they turned it over 11 times in the first half, only 6 there in the second half. Rebound Streaks did have a 26-22 edge there, but were out-rebounded 10-7 on the offensive boards. Q&D, 13 of 41 from the field, including 11 of 22, so they shot 50% in the second half. So good job shooting there by Q&D is what kind of cut them back or get them back into the game. Streaks were 15 of 34. Four with 6 of 18 coming from downtown. Spread their scoring out pretty well. 20 points for the free throw line, 18 points for the 3-point line, and 18 points from inside the arc.
Doesn't get much more even than that.
So now if you look at the individual stats in addition to the scoring, Shaylee Florine had 6 rebounds and assists, a steal, and a block. Ellen Junk with a rebound. Lexi Daniels, a rebound, 2 assists, and a steal. Kayla Townsend, 5 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block. Raina Gully with 1 rebound, 5 steals, 4 of those coming in the first quarter, 3 assists. Kylie Townsend had a nice job on the boards, 9 rebounds, 2 offensive, 1 steal. And Kaylin Boydson had a rebound and assist. And kind of the notes on this one, just kind of an odd game because the Streaks got out to that 20-2 lead. Q&D didn't even attempt a shot in this game officially until the 2:47 mark of the first quarter. Didn't make one until the 4:49 mark of the second quarter. And the Streaks went cold in the second quarter and didn't make a bucket until 2:24 left to go in that first half.
Post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks win at 56-36. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Post-game coach's interview is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. Coach, a strange and interesting game. You jumped out early, didn't even give up a basket in the first quarter, and then up 20-2 at the end of the first quarter, as we were just saying. Middle two quarters, though, they outscored you. Kind of scratched and clawed their way into it a little bit. You knew this is the kind of team. They're not going to quit on you. We see that a lot with the parochial schools. We see the girls that always play hard. I don't know if your girls got a little bit flustered when they came out in the 2-3 or what happened there to start the second quarter.
Well, first, I think Presbyterians played just as hard as Catholics, so let's not get go religious on us here. I think, what we said to the girls to the beginning is, I'm not sure what their record was coming in. What was it?
13-2.
13-2. Yeah. And, you know, it's like today, it's like before the game, everybody's saying to me, you know, that some of these people that you see them three or four times a season, they go, so Quincy Notre Dame's really down. And it's like, well, I wish they were down. They're a good ball club. And, they're ranked 12th in 4A. And for us, I said to the girls, you got to understand, these kids have grown up seeing nothing but state championships. That's what they expect of themselves. And they've practiced for 3 months. They want to win as much as we do. That it's going to be for 32 minutes. It's going to be a battle. And it was.
Then finally, you start breaking the pressure and figured out the 2-3 zone kind of attacking in the middle. They ended up having to come out of it. Did a nice job of kind of a mix. I mean, you got just about an equal number of points. You were 20 of 22 from the line. Then I think you had, 18 from behind the arc and 18 inside the arc as well.
Yeah, I thought, they did a nice job of mixing defenses that when they went 1-2-2, I thought we got better shots against it than we did against the 2-3, but we didn't make them. And so then all of a sudden they switched 2-3, and I think it threw us off for several possessions of we didn't, attack it probably as well as we'd like.
You talked about their full-court pressure and denying the inbound. I think it had an effect maybe a little bit in that third quarter, but I thought overall you guys did a really nice job of handling that full-court pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I think we may have had a couple turnovers in it, but otherwise I thought did a nice job, I thought. And then they switched up to the zone pressure, and that kind of threw us for a loop of possession, and then we were all right. But I thought Kylie and Kayla and Raina did a nice job against the press. And then Ellen Junk came in and inbounded and did a good job. And Kaylin Boydston did a good job. And I think that was my biggest concern. And the second was the offensive boards. And I thought Shaylee was Shaylee. Shaylee's going to get defensive boards for us. And she did. And I think that Kylie really stepped up and got a lot of defensive boards for us.
Yeah, we had her for 9 rebounds in the game to go along with her.
7 of them defensive.
Yeah, 7 defensive. So nice job by Kylie as always. Well, a good win here this afternoon. Tournament's not over. A couple of other tough games coming up Saturday. But before that, we'll have one up at Don Morris Gym. And, Coach Hatch, we'll have them ready to play.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to fall into your religious trap here. But that they'll always play hard. They've struggled this year. But, they'll play with pride. And what we'll have to do is be ready. Tomorrow we're going to kind of go light, of 3 games in 2 days. And then Wednesday we'll do our normal pregame stuff.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Thanks.
Thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. I didn't mean to start a religious war. We'll take our final time out here, come back and wrap things up. Streaks win it 56-36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh from WGIL. I'll be visiting with three college presidents tonight about how the state's budget impasse is affecting MAP grant funding. Join me tonight on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Streaks win a final score 56-36 over the Raiders from Quincy Notre Dame High School. Galesburg is now 22-2 on the season. Q&D drops to 13-3. And I don't even know that Coach Massey knows that this is a team that had beaten Rochester on their schedule. He wasn't even sure what their record was. But he knew they still they were going to be a good team, and you know that, and that does make a difference. Honestly, what he mentioned, just like girls we had growing up through the next generation after nine straight trips to state, you know, growing up expecting to go to state, and when you see that, and in their case, winning some championships, that you know that's all they saw as young kids. That you know you expect that.
Well, yeah, and it breeds that winning culture, which is the important thing for any program to live. Is that, you know, you've got to start winning, and once you start winning, it can kind of take on a life of itself and multiply off that. And I think that's a huge thing for this team. And, you know, Quincy's not going to be down for long because they have the added benefit of being able to recruit. Yeah. So, you know, I think that ultimately what's going to happen is this team may have a down year this year, but it's not going to be long for that until they bounce back and all of a sudden they get back to the Quincy that we're used to seeing.
So Streaks win it here this afternoon, 56-36. More basketball coming up. The Galesburg High boys playing tonight against the Peoria High Lions. 6:40 scheduled pregame, 7 o'clock for the tip. Brad and Jim will have that for you tonight here on WGIL. Thanks for listening this afternoon. We'll have more girls basketball again Thursday night from Don Morris Gym. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.